didn't hurt to land there because he sold before next spring when we had to begin gardening. But I jumped a many bale of cotton out, and the bales was out in the garden. I know one year he had nearly 100 bales. That was a pretty good lot out there. And we youngsters had, he put it, you know, if one caught fire, it wouldn't have helped the other. And it was scattered around over that 2 acres there, those bales of cotton. And we youngsters, if we could, we'd try to jump from, we'd call it jumping from one bale of cotton to the other.
Yes, ma'am. You mentioned pears. Is there much fruit growing in this area?
Not a whole lot, but if you don't know it, the Blackland peach is sweeter than the sand. Did you know that?
I'd never heard of those varieties.
The Blackland, a peach grown on the Blackland. I don't care what kind of it is. A peach grown on the Blackland is sweeter than the one grown on the sand. Now, I don't care who says what nor what. You'll find my husband would argue with me because he had a lot of juicy peaches on the sand. I says it's juicy all right. It can be juicy on the sand, but it won't be as sweet. And then the cantaloupe that is grown on the Blackland, cantaloupe or marshmallow, whichever you want to call it, the cantaloupe or the marshmallow grown on the Blackland is a much sweeter, better flavor than one grown on the sand. Now you remember that. We had a little, from my home on O'Neill, we had a little, we had a grocerman close to us, just a small area, and if she knew she was getting in some cantaloupes this morning, she'd advertise there was Blackland cantaloupes, and she had them sold before before they got there.
Oh, I see.
Because the people, those of us that knew, we'd buy it much quicker than, well, they just, a lot didn't know, if they hadn't learned the difference, didn't know the difference. But we folks that knew, we knew what to do. Grab that Blackland cantaloupe and Blackland peach. It's sweeter.
Well, do people around here grow other types of melons besides cantaloupes and muskmelons?
No, not especially. Cantaloupe, muskmelon. We had watermelons, of course. We grew some pretty fine watermelons. Now, we didn't do that for money. That wasn't our money. Sandyland people made money out of that. We didn't. We had cotton.
Well, you mentioned peaches and pears. Are those about the only kinds of fruit grown around here?
Just about it. Apples don't grow much here. And quinces, apricots, we don't grow.
Just don't grow.
Not here. Not here. Now, we had the blackberry and the dewberry. And that is ahead of the boysenberry time. We never had any boysenberry.
Have any raspberries?
No. And a few strawberries.
Well, do you have this kind of peach around here that, you know, the meat is real tight against the seed?
That's called the clear seed and the clear seed and the cling. Yes, we have some of the cling.
Is one any better than the other, or?
Well, no, but maybe they ripen at different times. And then we had, what we always liked was a little Indian peach. It was kind of streaked, red little streaks through it, and it was good. Going on Blackland, and then a little lemon peach. Was our two favorites, was this Indian and the lemon, because each one had its own flavor and quite different. Made excellent canning.